Shir Hashirim, Perek Hey, Posuk Hey. Okay? So until now, what happened was that the Kala, the woman, the Isha, that was separated and estranged from her husband, so hey, she heard his voice. And her response was extremely negative, disgusting. You know, I'm not going to dirty my feet to open the door for you. All of a sudden, he puts his hand through the window. She sees, I guess she sees his window. My intestines, I don't know what it is. He says, my innards longed for him. Then the next pasuk says, "Kamti ani lefsoach ledoidi." I arose, I jump up to open for him. V'yodai not fumor. My hands dripped with this perfume or something. That's boisai moir oiver, and my fingers also flowed with this moir, this perfume. Al kapos hamanul, from the handles of the lock. What does this all mean? We'll see. So Rashi says, I got up to open the door for him. When I heard his voice, I rejected him in the worst way possible, or in a very, very not nice way. Then I saw Yodoy Min Hachoir. I assume, what does it mean, Yodoy not for? All of a sudden she put on perfume? I guess he assumes klaimer, that means to say, I guess he's not taking the perfume literally, but belev sholem v'nefesh chafetzo, kimekashetes atzmo lehisayv al isho bereach toiv. It's klaimer. This yodai not for moir is klaimer. When Rashi says klaimer, we know that means it is to say, that's not the literal meaning of the words, but the moir, the perfume, the fragrance that she's talking about here, it says, is really like belev sholem nefesh chafetzo, equivalent to perfume, like a woman who dresses herself up, kimekashetes atzma, she dresses herself up, lehisayv, to endear herself to her husband. And how does she do it? She puts on perfume and she tries to make herself endearing. So the yodai not for moir, Rashi says, Rashi doesn't take that literally to say that it means that she actually jumped up and put on perfume when just before she refused to answer the door. But when she saw his hand, her heart turned around with love, and she jumped up with left the lev sholei benefesh chafetza, hey. Ke'ilu, she would put on perfume, lekashetes es atzmo, lehisoyev al bailo, that she's preparing herself to be endeared to her husband by putting on these fragrances, these perfumes, to make herself more attractive and more attracted to her. Moir oiver, reach oiver, umispashet lecholzat. It's a fragrance that flows and spreads in all directions. I guess that's to show that the love was such that it was, if you follow with Rashi, with the Kloima, that this is not talking about perfume, so you just have to say that this Leiv Sholi V'Nefesh Chafetza was like all over the place, like it was intense, the love was spread, you could feel the love, even from a distance, something like that. It's extreme. Okay. Let's go to the next pasuk. So anyway, so I believe that from these psukim you see the following. That because Rashi did not explain it. He explains later, but the question is, well, he explains it later, maybe a little bit different. We have to keep that in mind. If I'm not mistaken, he explains it a number of psukim later, we'll get there, yeah. But I at this point, until Rashi contradicts me, I would say that there's a very simple moshel over here. I have to see what the Rashi, we'll learn pshat in that Rashi. But I think that there's a very simple moshel over here. The chosen, the husband, is coming to make amends with his estranged wife. Now remember, the estranged wife is the wife that he had to cast out because of her disloyalty to him. She misbehaved, you know. In the case of the nimshel, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu exiling Klal Yisrael because of the fact that we did Avodah Zorah and Gilarayish V'chastomim and all the Bitl Torah Shel Berach HaTorah Tchila and all of the things that Chazal say. So she was sent out. And now he comes to draw her back. in the Nimshal, I imagine, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes through Nevi'im. The Nevi'im tried to bring the Klal Yisrael back, and others, teachers in every generation, in the Golos, there's always people that are trying to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva and to come back. Klal Yisrael's initial reaction is one of Poshatati Eskutonti. Rashi, I think, explains either here or there, maybe over here he doesn't, I don't remember. No, doesn't explain here. Or maybe it does, yeah. I have other ways. I found other things. I'm into different things, whether it's different religion or a different brand of Judaism, or whether it's taiva or materialism, whatever it may be, but I have other ways. I found drochim acherim, and I'm not interested. And it sounds from the moshel that she speaks, that Klal Yisrael must be speaking in a very callous, a very harsh, a very hardened, a very not nice way. I'm not going to dirty my feet to go answer the door for you. Then the only thing that changes is, so she sees his hand. I guess it's a further connection. The connection of hearing the voice is one thing. The stimulation, the reminiscence, the awakening. But then she sees his hand. That's something else. It's already more. It's more visual. It's more sensual. It's more real. Then all of a sudden, may I homo alof. And Rashi says she gets up. Kam tiani levsoach ledoidi. In the next pasuk, belev sholi v'nefesh chafetza. I ask you a question. How could it be that a person is so calloused and hardened, refusing to let him in, and all of a sudden, besides just hearing his voice, she sees his hand, and now everything is good. All of a sudden, from callousness, from echocho atanfeim, to leiv sholim nefesh chafetza. It seems to me that the only way to understand this moshel, this extreme response, this quick turnaround, is one simple thing. That what? It was there all the time. It means that love was deeply buried. And it even means, and this is really gedarshin, I don't know if I have a right to say it, it even means that sometimes, but I know it's true in life, I have it from experience with hundreds and hundreds of people, that sometimes we have to bedafka, make it very negative, make it very callous, make it very harsh, make it very, you know, oppositional. My anger, my opposition, my nagdut, everything is so vehement, is so intense, is so strong. Why? Because I have to protect that inside feeling. Inside, I feel it. I know it's there. I feel vulnerable. I'm fighting it. But the louder that I fight, the more of an indication that there's something real inside to fight. Because it seems to me that there could not possibly be a switch from a poshatati eskutonti to a leiv sholim b'nefesh chafetzo if it wasn't there all the time. It's there, it's just covered over, it's buried, it's resisted. We're rebelling against the very thing that we want the most. Sometimes, Rashi says later, that rebellion comes from Chibur Yisera. That's Beferish. We learned that, right? Did we learn that already? No.
No.
That's later. Rashi says over there that on the Pasuk, Sebi Inayich Mi Negdi, where the Chosin says to the Kala, turn your eyes away because your beauty overwhelms me. And Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, in the first bias, I gave you the Oron, the Kapoiris, and the Kruvim, Vigoram Li, Chibo Yisera, seeing you with the Oro, the Kapiris, the Kruvim, with all your spiritual glory, caused me Chibo Yisera, Ad Shema Altembi. Chibo Yisera causes Me'ila. Too much. I take it for granted. It's overwhelming. I tie into something else. It's overwhelming in the sense that if it's too much, it's also too much pressure. You know, I touched on it Shabbos, that there's demands, responsibilities make pressure, but love also creates a pressure. You know, you hear people in marriage counseling, you hear sometimes that one spouse is so intense in their love that the other one feels that they can't live up to it. They can't, I can't match that. you know, this guy's so in love with me. I love him. He's wonderful. He's the best guy. I married him for that reason. But he thinks, it looks to me like he smothers me with this love. I don't get a chance. I don't have a place to go. I can't have a trip to breathe. I can't handle it. So that too creates too much pressure, and that creates pressure. Remember, pressure always creates resistance. Pressure creates resistance. That's a law in physica, in physics. Pressure creates resistance. That's all. So Mimela, so what?
Equal and opposite reaction.
Oh boy, we got a physicist here too. So anyway, so Mimela, it's there. I want it. I'm fighting it because it's too much pressure. But the pressure, that the rejection, but machmas pressure, does not mean I don't want it. Deep down, I want it. And all of a sudden, I guess maybe there's something between hearing and seeing. Maybe that seeing could refer to, I'm not sure what the seeing could refer to. Maybe it's an act of chesed, hashkocha, protis, something. But, and it's so interesting how sometimes one little incident can turn a person's life around. Just one that I see Hashem's, I see the Yad Hashem, you know, I guess symbolically, that's the way a pulpit rabbi would darshan it. You know, I see the hand of God, and when I see the hand of God, all of a sudden everything turns inside. But anyway, that seems to be what's going on over here, I would say. We have time for one more. Posuk Vav. I opened the door for him. Now that after she refused, and then may I homo her love, and she became so overwhelmed with love, she opened the door for him. And he ran away. My nefesh went out when I spoke, because tihu v'lemitzosiu. I searched for him and I didn't find him. I called out for him, and he didn't answer me. Now, I don't know. Let's see Rashi. Dodi chomakovar nistaser v'niskasa mimeni kibay chamuke yereichayich sisra yereichayich. It means the lotion of chomak is a lotion of hidden. He hid from me. Al shem shahayorech baseser. The thigh is hidden inside. Ad mosay tischamokin. Okay. Tisteri v'siskasi. That's the targum, I guess. Machmas busha shema altbi. So in other words, it's a loshen chamu. The dodi chomak means he hid and he ran away and he hid. Nafshi otso bedaber sheomar loy ovo el besecho ki mitchila loy ovis liftoyach. Nafshi otso. Why? Because she heard him saying. I guess either she heard him saying, or it means that his running away seemed to be that loy ovo el besecho. I'm not coming to your house because originally you didn't want to open the door for me. So in other words, now you wake up. After I turned around, after I came, not only did you hear me, but you saw my hand, and now you come and you say you want to you believe sholim v'nefesh chafetz. So that's not it. You didn't open the door for me originally. I'm not gonna now. That sounds like I don't what?
What does that mean? Nafshi bedaber. Who's referring to?
I guess it, no. Nafshi otso bedaber. She seemed to have heard from him. Loy ovo el beisecho ki metchila lo ovis liftoach. I won't comment to you. Like his running away indicates. I assume that's what it says. The actions speak louder than words. The action said. What I'm saying is, you know, you didn't want to open up for me. Now you open up. I'm out of here. I'll show you. You know. Now, that's very needs to be understood. Like
also
what?
Funny shows. Sort of like a tease. Like, why is he showing his yad? He's showing the yad. I mean, why is he showing the yad? He's showing the yad. Now you come to him, and now he rejects you.
Oh, so I would say to answer in respect to your question.
Rashi says she saw him.
Not that he wants to
As long as he wants to meet
him.
זה מה שאני רציתי להגיד. אני רציתי להגיד את זה, אבל רשי צריך קצת לדחות את הרשי דרך השאלה שלו. צריך לומר, you hear? He wants to say something I was thinking to say too, but we're going to have to twist the rashi a little bit to answer your question and then to say that. In other words, Rashi says, because you didn't open for me. This is why I did that. The question is, what did I want to accomplish with that? So Ariel says that, you know, she saw him, she heard him, That didn't do it. She saw him. That changed something. But she really needs more than that. And I would say, I think that's what you mean. That since originally it was so deeply buried and well covered, so he realized, Hashem knows, or the husband here realized, that since it was so deeply buried, even though now you're jumping up to open the door, in order to underscore, to strengthen that Nev Sholim v'Nefesh Chafetza, as opposed to your original callousness and covering, I have to make you want it more. This is what I always say. I always quote this to people in Hassanim and this, and I say, this is where they get the concept of playing hard to get. In romance, there's a concept hard to get. In other words, and it's true. If you're too easy, if you're too accessible, then for some reason it's taken for granted, and it even causes a distancing. You have to be a little bit. You know, sometimes you have in shidduchim people dating, and one of the people is a little bit too easy. They show themselves too ready. The other person gets turned off from it. That's a little bit you got to be. You know, don't take it for granted. You know, make him work for it. Make him sweat for it. You know.
Why is it him?
What?
Why is it
hard? I don't mean no. That's just because we live in that kind of society. Okay, that's all. All right. Anyway, that's the pshat. So that, but I don't know if Rashi learns later on like this. So we'll have to leave it until then. Okay, shkoyach.